Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is an audio recording of the blog post on swingers clubs by Girl on the Net. It's actually a very old blog post. It's one of the first ones I wrote when I started blogging back in 2011. So bear in mind that some of the things I say in it, I probably wouldn't have worded in the same way now that I am a slightly more knowledgeable writer. However, I wanted to record this for the Audio Porn Hub just because it involves my favourite swingers club anecdote. Swingers clubs aren't all full of 60-year-old men. They're not adult playgrounds purely for pensioners or filled only with single guys looking for a hookup. Whenever I talk about swingers clubs, people recoil a bit, like they're seedy places filled with the sorts of mean people you wouldn't want to fuck. This isn't the case. If it was, I suspect that they would never have caught on. Yes, most people in swingers clubs do tend to be a bit older than like early 20s at any rate, because it often takes time for people to get comfortable enough in their sexuality that they're willing to shag strangers in a room full of other shagging strangers while some more strangers look on. You need confidence for that. But older people can be incredibly sexy, and swingers clubs are pretty hot places. I've met and seen people in swingers clubs who are deeply attractive, 60-year-old men included, and I've played with people who are friendly, calm, and delightful company. The problem with swingers clubs is the same as the problem with all casual sex. When it comes down to it, you're just not going to fancy everyone. That chemistry that can be so difficult to find between two people is even harder with 20. No matter how hot the scene, you do all need to be in the same mood for it to work. So with that in mind, on to my favourite anecdote involving a swingers club. I was with a boy, and we arrived with another couple. She was small and blonde and had a beautiful accent, tight body, teeny waist, feisty boots and a fuck you attitude. He was tall, dark and muscled in the way that I think many girls find quite attractive. They took us to their favourite club. The club itself was spectacular. From the outside, it was a warehouse with a door, but on the inside, it was this network of rooms and corridors that you could easily get lost in. Two-way mirrors let you watch people fucking in a den full of cushions. The cinema room showed hardcore on a loop, while couples lazily hand-fucked each other with vacant stares. In a dungeon room with stocks and wall brackets, a generous stranger helped my boy rope my hands to the wall and give me a beating that made me cry. Later, in a quieter area, the boy asked me to tell him what I liked and what I wanted to do. He sat facing me with two fingers in my cunt and one hand holding the back of my neck, and looked right into my eyes as I told him stories about the people in the club. Which ones I wanted to fuck, which ones I wanted to watch, how I wanted to see the couple we'd arrived with, how I wanted him to fuck me while we watched them. I had never fucked anyone new at a swingers club. I like to fuck and I like to be touched, but in a club, I like to watch what other people are doing. I love to see people doing something filthy and getting off on the crowd enjoying the live show. So at this particular club, there was a woman with a penchant for exhibitionism being fucked by three guys in a sex swing. She was about 40, slim, petite, with dark blonde hair that clung to her face and neck with sweat. Lying on her back in the sex swing, she had one guy, much older, with his cock forced deep into her throat. Every now and then, she'd give a little choke and a moan.
Another guy, tall and young and muscled, was in her cunt and fucking her vigorously. Every time he pushed his rock-solid cock into her, she'd be forced to take the other guy further into her throat. A bystander had one hand on her stomach and the other hand on his cock, watching her choke and moan as the other two fucked her dry. We stood, the four of us, me, my boyfriend and our friends, and we watched in awe as this woman was pushed back and forth, jiggling and twitching with each stroke. The guy at the bottom had his hands gripped round her upper thighs, better to pull her down right to the base of his cock. The guy at the top was grinning like he'd paid for it and pulling on her hair to angle her throat for easier access. My boy was touching me, softly squeezing my arse, and rubbing the back of his hand on the crotch of my knickers to feel how damp I was getting. The couple we were with squeezed tight together as the guy pressed his hard-on into the girl's back. As things started heating up, the scene gathered a crowd. More people from the club were wandering past and had to stop, mesmerised by the passion and force of the guys and the obvious joy of the woman in the swing. When there were about 10 of us watching, as the guy at the bottom sped up, he started slamming his cock harder with the desperation that told us he was going to come. She shifted position. She pulled the cock out of her mouth, sat up slightly, still jiggling and wincing as the second guy continued to pull her with quick, hard strokes down onto his cock. She put her hand on the third guy. He was rubbing himself more vigorously now, gearing up to splash cum all over her stomach as she lay there getting fucked. With a cheeky grin, she looked at him, and, in a voice that wavered each time the second guy's dick rammed home, she loudly declared, "Here, Keith, we should get one of these for the conservatory." I'm really sorry if I killed any of your boners with that story. It just is my favourite swingers club story. And the people on Patreon voted for me to do that one. If you would like to have an input into the next things that I record as audio porn, come to patreon.com/girlonthenet, or you can find loads more free audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audio porn.